If you have been in a video chat, but you've been talking on mute for the last 7 minutes, go ahead and click subscribe.
Roston Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 883 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun show lined up for us. In today's episode, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the podcast. Before we get too far, I do want to remind you that the Dude Grows Cup is quickly approaching. That's right, come hang out with us in Longmont, Colorado at the Dude Grows Cup. Come smoke some of the finest samples Colorado and the nation has to offer. There is a flower day and a concentrate-specific day. Check for all of the information at dgccup.com. And once again, we look forward to seeing you at the Dude Grows Cup. Also, there are fresh testers at iredirect.com. That's right, I added more tester seeds to iredirect.com. Make sure you go check iredirect for fresh seeds. Also, all seed orders over $100 do come with free shipping, and all seed orders over $50 come with more free seeds. That's right, you get free seeds at $50, and also you get more free seeds at $100 and $200, and it does continue. Those freebies do stack. Make sure you check iredirect.com for all the current inventory, pricing, and freebies. All right, I think that covers all the business here at the start of the show. Let's work our way into your favorite part of the podcast. That is the question and answer portion of the show. I do have another website. That website is iregenetics.com. Yes, I have two websites. It gets confusing. There is a reason for that. We'll talk more about that in the future. Right now, we are talking about iregenetics.com. On that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, guess what happens? You are given the opportunity to send me a grow question. If I read your grow question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for free seeds. That's how you win free seeds on the podcast. Today's first question came from a new friend who wants to be called Lakota Grandpa. Big shout out to my new friend, Lakota Grandpa. The question goes a lot like this. It says, "Hey, Rasta Jeff, I love that you take the time to help us all out." Well, thank you for noticing. I feel like it's kind of what I'm meant to do. I feel like if I didn't teach and share some knowledge, that I may just spontaneously combust or something. So thank you for noticing. This is the gift that I've been given, and I am compelled to share it with you. So thank you. It goes on. It says, "Your years of experience shaves time off of my learning curve. So thank you so much." That is exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to speed you guys up, avoid some pitfalls, share with you the mistakes that I've made so we can get you past them without you having to make those mistakes. Of course, if you're like me, you've got to make the mistakes or you don't learn shit. But we'll stay focused here. It does go on. It says, "I want to do the whole process of pollinating my girls, but with different males and by hand pollinating. Can you walk me through the tough stuff, the things I need to know how to properly dry and store my pollen so that I can pollinate several males on one female to get more different expressions out of her? And how long do I need to leave the pollen on the female before I can spray her with water to make sure the pollen doesn't go all over the flower tent? Thanks again for doing the videos. I watch every one of them and I learned so much. Take care from Lakota Grandpa." Lakota Grandpa, this is a great question. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in here, a couple of things to address. First of all, you want me to walk you through the whole process, how to properly dry and store the pollen. We'll do that really quickly. How are you going to get the pollen out of the plant? There are several ways to do this. You can do this while the male plant or the reversal. This will count for both opportunities. You've got a plant and it's going to be making pollen probably, or a few weeks into flower, it's got pollen coming out of it. You can either get a receptacle. I recommend a glass Pyrex dish or maybe a little cookie sheet. I like glass because it doesn't stick. A lot of people use other things. I prefer the glass. Use a glass Pyrex dish, kind of set it underneath the plant, and just tap that plant and the pollen will fall right into that dish. Also, it's going to go all over the place. Another option is you can set something under that plant and just let the pollen fall into it. Another very viable and useful option, and I've done this a lot, you can cut that plant down and you can set that top cola over a dish of some sort, maybe a turkey pan, maybe a Pyrex dish. I've used a drum head before, and then I found out there was static electricity on that didn't work well. But chop that top cola off, that top male off, and let it dry, and then you can tap that pollen into a receptacle much more easily. Once you've got the pollen out of that bud, out of that flower, however you do it, then get some tweezers and pull out all of the male anthers, all of the green parts, anything that may contain moisture, get that out of there. We want to get this pollen bone dry. Then add a desiccant pack, not a silicate pack, not a Bovita pack. It's a desiccant pack like it comes if you buy a new pair of sneakers. There's one in every pair of sneakers. If you buy a new backpack, there's one in there. That is designed to suck up the moisture. We want to get the moisture out of that pollen. So get the pollen out of the plant the best way you can. Maybe chop it off. Then get the pollen out of there. Then dry that pollen. Then put that in an airtight, dry container. And then I put that in the crisper drawer in the refrigerator. Now that's how you're going to collect, how I would collect the pollen. That's the short version how. But then we get into some more deeper details. I need to know how to properly dry and store my pollen so I can pollinate several males on one female. That's where we're going to get into the party. I highly do not recommend that. No matter how careful you are, and I'm not trying to be discouraging, I'm trying to be completely honest, you're going to fuck this up. You're going to make a mess. That's what I wrote my note is, you're going to make a mess. And then I wrote the words Maury Povich, because as much as you like to think you're going to be careful and you're going to take your pollen and your paintbrush or your Q-tip or whatever you're going to use, you're going to get that pollen on there and you're going to put it on bud site A and you're going to wrap a little ribbon around it. And you're going to say the fucking red ribbon represents bud site A where I pollinated. And you're going to mark red on that pollen and put it back in the fridge. And then get another ribbon, a blue one, and pollinate over here. In theory, this is a good idea. But in practice, it's going to be a real pain in the ass. And you're going to have... Now, if you're not hypercritical about this, it will work. But what's going to happen, you're going to get... And we're just going to say you got a white plant. It's not white. That's the color. That's the name. It's white. We're picking white. We're going with colors right now. You got a white plant. You want to pollinate it with blue and green and red. So you're going to put blue fucking ribbon over here and pollinate it with the blue plant. Put red over here. And then what's going to happen is red pollen is going to drift around. No matter how careful you are, red pollen is going to get into your green area. And green pollen is going to get into your red. And blue is going to move to both of those. And you're going to have a whole, I think the word we're looking for politely here is, it's going to be a big bukkake. And you're not going to know. Most of the seeds in this bud cluster will be from that pollen donor that you touched it with, but there's going to be some drift. Some of them, one of those seed pollen grains from that other plant, the blue, may come over here and pollinate. So I think we're going to get a big mix of a mess. I don't recommend this. I understand you're probably going to do it. So if you do, don't be surprised if some of these seeds over here and over here are not exactly what you thought they'd be, because you're going to get some accidental pollination, some pollen drift. When people want to do this, a lot of times when people want to do projects, a breeding project, they're like, how do I pollinate one plant and not the whole room? Or how do I pollinate fucking, this one plant with multiple males? My advice is this is getting kind of greedy. Just do one at a time. This is getting greedy. You're trying to do too many things at once. And that's when things start fucking up. Be happy that you can pollinate multiple different plants with one male is what I would do. I wouldn't do the whole bunch of different males because that's going to make a mess. You're getting a little greedy is what I'm saying here. So do one at a time. That's what I would do. Just focus and do one male at a time on multiple females. And then you said to get more expressions out of her. We already know what the female is like. So we know what the smoke, the grow, the enjoyment of that female. We already know what that female has to offer. We don't know what your male plant has got to offer. So I would choose a male plant. And I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to find a male plant here. But I would pick one and pollinate multiple females. And I would do it the opposite way. I know that's not what you want to do, but I think you're going to make a fucking mess here. Then it says, how long do I need to leave the pollen on the female before I can spray her with water to make sure the pollen doesn't go all over the flower tent? That's another good question. So I would pull, if you're going to pollinate just one, I would pull it out. And I would hit it with one kind of pollen. Then I would move that male to another area. I would wait I'd pull it out right when lights come on. And then I would wait till the lights go off to do it. Like I would wait that full 12 hours. And if you can hit it, maybe hit it like 10 hours in, kind of soak it down. The pollen will have done its thing by then. Wait 10 hours, soak it down. The more important thing that I would focus on is soaking the other plants. Wet the other plants. That's going to be a better defense. But wait 10 hours. And then right before the lights go off, go wet it again and put it back in there. That way you got double, and then spray the rest of the plants again. at that, so when you put it back in there, that, so then you're activating the pollen and then it won't be alive for the rest of the plants, is hopefully the idea here. But really what you're trying to do, I see what you want to do, and I understand that it's a good, and this is something I've been trying to get through another friend of mine's head. You're going to know who you are, but I'm not going to say your name out loud. I have a friend who is a brilliant person. They read very well. They absorb knowledge like a fucking, like a computer. They recite knowledge like a fucking, like their ChatGPT. And they're great at that, but they don't have a lot of experience with the plant. And I don't mean any disrespect with this. And a lot of times what looks good on paper, what is written down, what sounds like is going to be a really cool idea in a white paper, in a book, in a class, a lot of times that shit just isn't realistic. It just doesn't work the way that the book and the paper say it should or will work. There are a lot of obstacles and variables that the white paper, the author, has not stumbled across yet. So I see people trying to do breeding projects based off of spreadsheets, and I see you trying to do a breeding project here off of four plants, and then I see a lot of people doing shit off things they read on the internet. I love it. I love the ambition. I love the inspiration. But as somebody that has been doing this, a lot of this stuff, there are little caveats they didn't tell you about. And I see those because I've, you started by thanking me for my years of experience in saving pitfalls. I'm hoping that I can save you from a pitfall is what I'm saying here. It sounds good in theory, but unless you got some plant condoms, which, bro, if you do, $1 million fucking idea right there. I'll take a 12 pack and I need the big ones. But unless you got plant condoms, I think we're going to fucking, you're going to end up with some cross pollination. So have fun and do this if it's what you insist, but don't be surprised if you get, if this plant makes seeds, or this branch makes seeds that looks like dad and also uncle, because that's possible. All right, my dude, I think I've answered this question quite thoroughly. I've been rambling for quite some time. Lakota Grandpa, thank you for the great message. Also check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. Also check your spam. You guys, if you get coupon codes for free seeds, or if I say you do, check your spam, because a lot of times those coupon codes go to the spam folder, and I am hand typing your email address. So if you don't get it, maybe I screwed up and remind me that I owe you a free pack of seeds, and I will happily resend that email. Also, don't forget that there is a newsletter on iregenetics.com. If you go to my main website, iregenetics.com, if you scroll down about halfway on that page, there's a little tab that says join the newsletter or stay up to date. If you type in your email address there, then I will send everybody a newsletter and an update when I make new drops, because there are brand new strains coming to iredirect, and I want to make sure that you listeners get access to those new strains. Of course, the Patreon members get it first. I'm off on a ramble. Let's address this one. I was doing free seeds on Patreon for Patreon listeners. One of the gifts was a coupon code to go get free seeds at iRedirect. I did not offer those codes the last 2 months because the seeds were on sale for the same price that you would have gotten the coupon code for. So it felt, it just felt redundant and almost deceiving to offer those codes when you could have just went and got them on Discord for the, or on iRedirect for the same price without using the Patreon. So I will resume the seed codes on Patreon in what month is coming? June. In June, we will return back to doing the free seed coupons for the $25 and $50 contributors on Patreon. So that's a big ramble, but join the Patreon, patreon.com/growfromyourheart. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today, I guess. This next message also came from that Grow Help tab that I mentioned earlier. This one came from my new friend, Jay. Jay, it's good to meet you, my dude. This question says, first off, oh, also, Jay, check your inbox for that coupon code for free seeds from iredirect.com. It does go on. It says, first off, I'm a big fan of your podcast and you, and I appreciate all the knowledge you contribute to the culture. Every time I read a line like that, it fucking matters to me. So thank you guys. I do appreciate that. It's not lost on me that you guys are out there learning and appreciating, and that I'm doing something for this culture. I kind of find myself, one of my duties is to be like a cannabis historian. I have been here through a lot of what happened and what's going on, and I saw a lot of it and I understand a lot of it. So it's kind of my duty to make sure that it gets recorded correctly and properly. Let me stay focused. It says, if I were to pollinate a few buds on a plant, will the rest of the bud be affected at all since the plant is focusing its energy on creating those seeds? So this person has a plant, a lot like our last viewer or listener. That is why these questions came back to back. This person wants to pollinate one branch with one male, and they're wondering if the rest of the bud will be affected at all since the plant is focusing its energy on creating the seeds. I've got a couple thought processes here. It really depends on how big that plant is overall. If you've only got a plant that is, 10 inches tall and you pollinate that whole top, your apical dominant top and most of your dominant part of the plant is pollinated, it's really going to focus on those seeds, and a lot, 50% of its energy is going to go to those seeds. You're still going to make nice bottom buds. I've got a room right now that is heavily seeded. All of those buds are seeded, and it is so resinous. It is covered in trichomes. It's not going to be pleasant to smoke because it will snap, crackle, and pop because of all the seeds, but that room is so frosty with trichomes. Something happens when you pollinate that plant. A few things happen. First of all, yes, it focuses on making that energy for those seeds. But keep in mind, trichomes are the defense mechanism for the plant. So if that plant is pregnant and bearing seeds, why wouldn't it produce more of its own defense mechanism, which is the trichome? So a lot of times seeded plants will spit out more trichomes. Something I've noticed. I was talking about plant size. If you got a much larger plant and you only seed one branch, it's not going to make much of a difference. If 50% of your plant is seeded, you will notice a huge difference. If only 10% is seeded, that's going to make a big difference in the total effect and overall outcome of that plant. So now let's talk about smoking seeded product. If you smoke that seeded shit, I've noticed even the non-seeded buds on a seeded plant, there's a little bit of a different buzz. I call it a fuller buzz. It gets me, there's more to it. So let's say you smoke a plant, and this specific plant gives you a nice eye high. You smoke it and your eyes go, bro, I'm fucking high, man. You get the droopy eye and you get the bro face, right? Bro, I'm high, bro. You get that one going on. Then let's say I pollinate that plant and we pollinate the top bud and then we smoke the bottom buds, or even better, we make concentrates out of it. We're going to stick with the flower right now, but we're going to smoke some of these bottom buds. That's going to give me, I'm high, man, and my legs are numb. It's going to have something different. It's going to be more, I call it full bodied. I feel like instead of going straight to my brain, it also gets my body. Something shifts in the cannabinoids. I don't know what it is because I'm not a fucking chromatography machine, but something within that plant and those cannabinoids in that buzz, it changes. It's a fuller bodied buzz. When I make concentrates, so we took some, it was Lemon Jeffrey. We had Lemon Jeffrey flower and we smoked it. And it was a nice focused head buzz. Then we made concentrates out of it for an event, and it was seeded. This Lemon Jeffrey was seeded. It was Lemon Skunk that was seeded to make Lemon Jeffrey plants. So we smoked some of it, and we got that tunnel buzz, right? The tunnel vision buzz. Then Kevin made concentrates out of it. The part that had been seeded, we took the seeds out and then ran the leftovers, and that made my eyes vibrate. It felt like I was on a, it reminded me of when I was on a school trip, a field trip at school, and I rested my head against the window of the school bus and it went. That's what my eyes and my brain felt like from smoking the seeded weed. So there is something different. The buzz is different. It gives me a fuller body buzz. It hits more notes. And I think that since that plant is seeded, no matter if you seeded one little tiny bit or the whole fucking plant, it goes into a more protective mode. It says, hey, I've got babies inside of me. I want these seeds to live. And it makes more trichomes because trichomes are the defense mechanism of the plant. So there will be differences. The plant will grow a little differently. But like I said, if you pollinate 10, 20% of that plant, the other 90% will be fucking awesome to smoke. It's not going to just direct all of its energy to those seeds. It's not going to neglect the rest of the plant. You're going to feed it. You're going to give it sun. It's going to, or light or whatever. It's going to get its energy. It's going to get everything it needs because we're growing modern cannabis and modern technology. So it's going to put a lot of energy to those seeds and it's going to do different things. Think about if you've ever been around a lady before she got pregnant, during her pregnancy and after, there are different things that happen to that lady's body. Her hair and nails during pregnancy may get more robust. Parts of her body may get, her boobs are going to swell is what I'm saying. Her butt may get thicker. She's going to put on a little bit of weight. Things like that happen to the female plant as well when it is pregnant. I don't know what's going on inside of either one of them, but that the hair and the nails get more healthy. Maybe that ganja plant is getting healthier hair and nails, and it's showing that in the trichomes, but it's going to be different. The hormones in that plant are going to get different. And then when you smoke that plant, you notice something a little bit different. It's just got a different buzz to it that, like I said, I got that vibratey feeling going on, just a little bit different of a buzz. My dude, Jay, I think I've rambled on quite well about this one. Let's see, if you pollinate a plant, will the rest of the bud be affected? yes, it may be affected. It may be better. You may have a nicer buzz, or also depending on how much you pollinated, you might not even notice. Because notice a lot of times you find seeds randomly in your weed. If you just got a few seeds, did you even notice that affected your weed? Those bag seeds, did they make a difference? Depends on how many seeds are in there, honestly. You probably won't even notice. Unless you've grown this cultivar a bunch of times, you probably won't even notice a difference. My dude Jay, make sure you check your inbox for those free seeds at iredirect.com. All right, podcast world, this is the part of the show where I remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right, if you've listened this far, I know you like the show. And if you want more of my content, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now let's keep this good energy going. I do have another question in front of me. This one came from my new friend who wants to be called Lucas Blue. Lucas, thank you for the great question. Also, check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for free seeds at iredirect.com. Lucas's question goes a little bit like this. It says, hi. Yeah, bro, me too. Then it says, I recently got some seeds that are from in-house genetics. It was a Dutch haze, but it states on the package that it was open pollination. Can you please explain what that means? Yes, I will talk all about open pollination. Then it says, I'm not sure if this is an S1 or just maybe Dutch haze pollinated with many different possible pollen donors. Thank you for your time. I love the show. Hey, bro, thank you for listening, and also thank you for the great question. Now, let's talk about open pollination. Open pollination is real easy. The way that I breed is not open pollination. I will explain to you my method, and then I'll tell you the difference and explain open pollination. The way that I breed, I run a population of seeds. It could be a pack, it could be 20 packs, whatever. But I will grow those plants, and I will find my favorite boy and my favorite girls amongst those packs. Then I put that one selected boy with those selected girls. I've selected them on purpose. And this could be, they could be different strains. It could be Lemon Haze, Chocolate Chunk, Blueberry Butcher, Golden Goat. It could be the new one that I've never said the name of. I'll say it now, the Blueberry More. It could be any of those pollinated by this male. That is selective breeding because I've gone and grown these plants and I've selected plants for my breeding project. They were purposefully selected for a reason. That is the way that I breed. Now, let's just say that I've got a pack of seeds and there are 10 seeds in there and I grow them. Now, let's say that I do not pull out any of the boys or any of the girls and I let all of those boy plants pollinate all of those girl plants, just all the pollen in the air. So all of the pollen from thumb hits thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. Yeah, I just name seeds after my or plants after my fingers. And then also all of the pollen from forefinger hits thumb, forefinger, middle finger. Then all of those will pollinate each other. That is an open pollination. I just ran a pack of seeds. And in this, what should happen is this should all be the same strain from the same pack of seeds. So they ran some Dutch haze and they found several boys and girls out of those Dutch haze and they just let them all pollinate each other. That is an open pollination. Now, the reason that this is good, the reason it's viable, the reason that this is a practical practice is because when I am selecting that male and that female, I am narrowing down traits and possibilities for the offspring. We're going to get selected traits. The best part is if I find something that's fire, I can replicate it. This mom, this dad, they go back together. We make those seeds again. What you're going to get with the open pollination is you're going to find all of the gene expressions, all of the genes that could have happened, all of the phenotypes, all of the traits that could have showed up will be in that batch of seeds. There will be tall plants, there will be short plants, there will be fast flowering plants, there will be long flowering plants, skinny leaved, fat leaved, fucking every flavor that's ever came from that line of seeds will be in that mix. So if you're into variety and if you want to do, a lot of people do this for seed preservation is a good reason why this is done, but it also does show you the opportunity and the potential that comes from this seed line. So a lot of people do this so that they can see what is in that seed line. So if you're a person that really likes to do a pheno hunt and find all the unique gems in a big batch of seeds and you've got room to run a population, open pollination is a really fun way to do it. So open pollination can be, you asked if these were S1s or just maybe, and there's more to that, but they could be, they're probably F1 or F2. Everything technically is an F1. It's probably an F2 or an F1 open pollination. If it was regular seeds, if they are fem seeds, that means that, and it's highly unlikely. So I wouldn't say it's an S1. It's highly unlikely that these are feminized open pollination. That is a lot of work for an open pollination. These are probably, what I would assume, and you know what happens when we assume, I would say that the people at in-house genetics probably ran a pack of Dutch Hayes in a room or in a tent and just let them all just kind of gangbang each other. All the boys got all the girls got all the boys. There's all the pollen is all in there. So you're going to find a very diverse gene pool. If you run those, you're going to find a great opportunity for great selections. You're going to find some wild shit. There will not be any uniformity amongst this population. It's all going to be wild, but you might find some amazing fucking outliers and some real gems and keepers. So open pollination is when you run a pack, you don't do any selection, and you let them pollinate and they make seeds. The advantage is amazing phenotypes, wide varieties, wide arrays of phenotypes. There was something else I felt like I needed to say. Why? Because diverse phenotypes. And you're going to see all the genes that are in there, they're going to pop up. So if you see that there's like one that grows purple and one that has a strawberry flavor and one that does whatever you're looking for, that's a good sign that there's possibly a plant in there that has all of those traits, but it's going to be one in a fucking bajillion. You just got to find it. Also, I asked for this on a previous episode in the comments. I don't know if any of my mathematician friends did this. If I have 5 males and 5 females and they all get to gangbang each other, how many different plants am I going to, what are my possible opportunities? It's 25 and how many zeros? That's what I want to know. Is it 25 different plants? Is it 250? Is it 2,500? Somebody help me out. I don't know the formula for this. I could fucking slowly go and figure it out, but my ADD doesn't want to do that. That's what mathematician friends are for. All right, I've been rambling for quite some time. My buddy Lucas, thank you for the great question. I hope I answered your question. I don't have any definite answers. I would message InHouse. I know that InHouse Genetics does have a strong presence on social media, so reach out to them. They should answer you and tell you more about this seed pack. I answer most of the questions you ask me about my seeds because I'm proud of them. They should be as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, all you pollen chuckers out there, thank you for listening to another great episode. I really enjoy talking about breeding, talking about pollen, talking about selection. Also, if you have more questions, please do send those via the Grow Help tab at iregenetics.com. If I did not read your question on this episode, please do not feel discouraged. I've got mountains, I've got trees worth of paper over here that I've printed off of emails of your questions that I will read on future episodes. I got a couple here I didn't get to. Got more over here that need to be screened. Keep sending the good questions and don't be shy and don't be discouraged. Maybe your question is right here at the top of the pile. Who's coming up? I'm not even going to give you a tease. Maybe your name is coming up on the next episode. So keep sending those grow questions and keep watching. Once again, make sure you click like and subscribe. Also, check iregenetics.com. That's where there's a link to the Discord server. You can join us on Discord. There's also a link to the Patreon server. Also, there's a link to the Etsy store where after the Dude Grows Cup, I will restock the merchandise. That's right. I've got a few shirt designs. I've got some stickers. I've got some grinders. I got some hats. All of those are going to the Dude Grows Cup. Everything that comes back will end up on the website. So find me at the Dude Grows Cup or grab merch on the website. That is a lot of info to send you off with here right at the end of the show. I think the most important part is grow with your heart and breed with love. Get in the grow room and be in there because you enjoy it and you love it. Not because you have to, not because it's a chore, not because it's a task, but because you actually enjoy being in there. Don't go growing from your wallet. Don't grow from your wallet. Don't grow from your ego. Grow from your heart. Go love those plants and they will love you back. Don't think about the money you're going to make. Think about when other people smoke that, how good they're going to feel. So go grow from your heart. If you're going to breed some seeds, breed with love. Once again, don't do that with your ego. Don't do that for the money. If you're going to make a company, that will come if you grow from your heart and breed with love. That's the most important part. Also, be good to yourself and everyone around you. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Ben, the web guy. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, Pokemon, and relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss.
Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new.